prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
Carol the Cat, and what am I? The Giddy Geeker.
That's me.
So we just saw
A Wrinkle in Time.
So it's based on a book by Madeline L'Engle, and we were talking before the movie that it's probably been 35 years since I read A Wrinkle in Time.
I'm not going to put a year date on it, but it's been a long, long time since I've read the book.
Yeah, so we were trying to talk about it beforehand, and we remembered that the girl's name was Meg, which I had seen in some of the trailers, so I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And then we remembered a little bit about the Mrs. What's
this? The Mrs. I'm going to say just the Mrs. because...
Yeah, they're all Miss, but they
not
together...
Not
are they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, then how did she date Zach Galifianakis?
Well, I don't know what the deal is. It's just... I don't know what to do.
All right, spoiler alert, Zach Galifianakis is in the movie.
So what
were your thoughts?
My thoughts are this is a very good kids film. It is geared more toward a preteen, early teen audience. My criticisms are strictly directorial. I think the story is fine. And I thought the acting was actually quite good. But... there were times the handheld camera was getting to me, and there were times where I felt like everything was close up and I wasn't able to actually appreciate the visuals they actually had on the screen.
Okay.
My initial thought was our screener was the wrong aspect ratio because nothing seemed to fit in the frame, and that was starting to bother me. You'd have, like, Meg, only they cut the top of her head off because it was so close to her.
Right.
I kind of want you to just take two steps back. Is that okay? So, yeah, but that's strictly, it has nothing to do with the story or the acting or the visuals.
Yeah, so I thought Reese Witherspoon did a really good job acting in this, although there were a couple of times where she reminded me a little bit of her Legally, there was a couple
of hand motions where
her Legally Blonde thing kind of reminded me that. Oprah was Oprah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of wish sometimes that Oprah didn't have to be Oprah, that she could go back to her Color Purple days where she was the character.
Yeah.
But she was, this was Oprah
as
Mrs. Witch. So, Mindy Kaling, I felt, okay, so my criticisms are not about the acting. I thought the acting was good. I thought the story was interesting and certainly compelling for the age group that it was geared for. What I said to the person from the movie company that, you know, we have to go up and talk to after a screener was that I felt like it was a nice trip to nostalgia for those of us who remember the book the first time, and it's definitely going to be a good introduction for the kids that maybe are learning about it for the first time.
Right.
So, but my criticisms, and these are really minor, somebody's car is going off. It's not mine. My criticism is about the costumes. I felt like poor Mindy Kaling can't walk in anything they put her in, and then they make her run down a hill, and that's just not right. And then the other thing is that girl... Oprah needs to not have the eyebrow thing going on.
I think they need to let go
of the aluminum foil makeup. That's what I have to say.
The makeup was starting to grate because the camera was so close.
Right, right.
Paintbrush stroke and every, it's like, oh, okay. The makeup's actually pretty if you take two steps back.
I thought Reese Witherspoon's hair was fantastic throughout the whole thing. But, yeah, so I thought it was really interesting. I think Derek McCabe, who played the very young Charles Wallace, did an amazing acting job.
Yeah.
Absolutely supreme.
Yeah.
And then the other two, Levi Miller and, of course, Storm Reid, were the other two children actors. Rowan Blanchard, you may recognize. She's the mean girl.
Yeah.
She was in the reboot of Boy Meets World, which was Girl Meets World. She was the main character of that, where she was a very happy girl. She's not a very happy girl in this movie.
No.
Other than that, I thought it was a very good movie. I definitely found myself smiling throughout. And shut up, Carol, but I did cry. But that's what I do. That's what I do. So for me, as a person, I probably would grade this a little bit lower. I would probably put this in the B category for me.
Yes.
Definitely enjoyable. 82, maybe 84. You have to go see the movie to understand what that was about. But anyway, definitely a B category for me, but definitely something that I could feel comfortable taking younger children to and feeling like they would enjoy it. I wouldn't take them too young because I do think there are some scary aspects that could be a little bit horrifying. Maybe not for HB because she's kind of grown up with you and Kaiju and Godzilla that you and Nia have kind of into. But no, Michael Peña, there's moments where he things kind of fall apart.
Yeah.
I think that's a little horrifying.
And the it is the it. The it is somewhat scary.
And it's meant to be scary. So that those parts are there. But I definitely think for the age range.
It's a Disney film.
So what would you grade it?
I would probably give this a B minus. But if you're taking younger kids, I would give it a B. So it's a B minus for me, a B if you're taking the kids.
Right, and I would say kind of like a B plus if you're taking the kids, but a B for me.
Yeah.
And you know I'm always givier than you, so that makes sense.
I'm a bit more critical of the directorial.
You're just a movie snob.
I'm a snob, but in this particular case, there were instances where I was like, oh my gosh, just could you hold the camera steady?
Yeah, better than Tomorrowland, although I love George Clooney. But anyway. That's all I have to say.
That's all I have to say.
All right. Well, that's it. Go watch it. Hopefully we didn't spoil anything. I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
And let us know if you agree with our opinion.
Okay.